feet. Knocks off number one Indiana.
Brent Spillane continues to be the hottest thing in college baseball.
The Illini win it over Ohio State 28-21 at the Horseshoe in Columbus.
Darren for the tie. He got it.
Oh,
he got it. 80-80.
Welcome to Oski Talk for Anthony Pasquale. I'm Patrick Catazone in Illinois. Just got trounced, is the word that I used, by Michigan State by 20 points, 76-56. This was a really bad game for Illinois.
Yeah, the score definitely doesn't look good, losing 76-56. But up until about the 10-minute mark left in the game, it was actually a pretty close game. Illinois was hanging around between, you know, down 4, down 7, down 6, like right around that range where a good little run could put them right back in it. But, you know, that run just never came. And I'll let you give your take a little bit first, but I have a pretty easy recipe as to why they lost.
Yeah, it's a three-point shooting.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, it's the fact that this team relies on Kofi Coburn way too much. And if he has a game like he did yesterday, only scoring 5 points when he's averaging almost 20, then they have to rely on the three-point shooting, which is atrocious. They only shot, I think, 1 for 20 in the game. There's no way you're going to win, especially in this day and age of basketball, there's no way you're going to win a game shooting 1 for 20 from behind the three-point line. That, plus the fact that the last few times we played Cassius Winston, I'd say we shut him down pretty good, but yesterday he had 21 points and a career-high 6 assists, so you're not going to win that game.
Yeah, you know, there's no three-point shooter on this team. Trent has completely disappeared on this team, and that's what's killing him. Trent really hasn't stepped up the last couple games. Alan Griffin has looked really good. I'd say he's the second-best player right now, just because Kofi Coburn has just been completely neutralized, I guess is the best way to put it. He still can play, obviously. He's a great player. It's just teams have kind of figured him out a little bit, and getting the ball down low has been a little bit harder in the last couple games. Obviously, you know, Mizzou and Michigan State are Power 5 teams. Seems like
You can't expect a coach like Tom Izzo to let Kofi Coburn beat you. What he's going to do is neutralize him and try to get beat another way. And right now, Illinois doesn't have another way to beat you. But like you said, Alan Griffin has been really good. It's his 5th game over 10 points this year. I personally think it's time he gets into the starting lineup. I mean, he's playing starters minutes. Why not just put him in the lineup instead of DeMonte? And then two, I think, yeah, Trent Frazier has been pretty bad, but I also think their offense is almost completely, like, forgotten about it. They don't run plays for him. They run plays for Iowa. They run plays for Georgie and Kofi, but Trent, the only shots he takes are when the shot clock's at 3 or at 2 or at 1, and those aren't even good looks anyway. So Trent needs to get more involved offensively. I know we said we appreciate him taking more of a defensive role, but this team needs some scores, so he's got to step up.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. I think the offense doesn't really look to him. They don't give him plays. They don't give him any screens to get the off-ball screen 3. I'm absolutely with you on that. And on top of it, too, the DeMonte Williams, you just got to think, is the defense worth it to start and have a slow start if we can't score? Get Alan Griffin in there and stop the slow starts, because, you know, that was something that we thought we solved. We looked pretty good in the Mizzou game, and obviously NCAA&T, but come on, against Michigan State, you can't let that happen. You can't have a slow start.
And it's not like DeMonte is light years better defensively than Alan Griffin. I mean, we've seen Alan Griffin's been improving his defense quite a bit, you know, and get a career high in rebounds, I think, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, with, what was it, 9? Yeah, 9 boards, and DeMonte had 1 rebound. I mean, come on, there's no reason in 16 minutes DeMonte should put up a stat line of 1 rebound, 1 assist, no points.
Yeah, I agree. And it's at the point, too, where it's like you can't get down to 11-2 in the first 4 minutes because at that when you play Michigan State and that happens, they're gonna keep that margin, and they almost always did. And when, you know, there was a 5-point margin at half basically until the terrible mischarge call there at the end of the half, which was just ridiculous. I mean, wow, how can you mess that one up? But
I agree, but in my opinion, if you're Trent, that's not the right time to take a charge.
No, I don't think so. But regardless, it is a charge. That's I don't know. That was just...
right. It should have been, but it also could have been a very easy, like, Trent lets the guy shoot and miss because he's at the court.
You're right. Back to that point. With Damonte Williams and Allen, you know, if you're down by six at, you know, the entire game, a good enough Michigan State team is going to keep you there. And that's just how it felt the whole game. It felt like we were doing way worse because Michigan State was keeping that margin the whole game and we could never climb back into it. So you can't have the slow starts again. Those can't come back.
I also think you need a lot more production off the bench.
The bench has been bad. There's no depth.
Yeah. As long as Allen Griffin's on the bench, you're going to get a solid, you know, 10 to 15 points. Feliz is usually good for 10 to 15 points, but he's been struggling as of late. And they really don't have, like, that next layer. Kipper has been really, really bad. And Tevian Jones doesn't look like he knows what he's doing out there.
Yeah, I mean, Tevian Jones is not ready to play yet. That's pretty evident. You saw that thing on the foul call, him trying to get the rebound. You know, on top of that, too – you know, that one play stuck out in my head. But there was a couple of plays where you saw guys not blocking out, you know, despite the fact that we had a lot of offensive rebounds in this game. And in total rebounds, you're about even with MSU. There was times I was like, man, they're not blocking out right now. There's chances here for Michigan State to get that offensive rebound, get second chance points. That can't happen against number 14 Michigan State.
Especially at home. And the other thing is, too, like you mentioned, I mean, if you're a guy like Tevian Jones, who has been dying to get minutes and hasn't played all year, don't you think you'd box out and try to get some rebounds? He looked so lazy defensively towards the end of the game. Like, I really don't see a spot for him on the court.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, though. Depth has to be figured out. I think Feliz, and the guys who were competing earlier this year and getting points are now the guys who are not doing that. And the guy who was struggling, Io, is now carrying the team.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of where you want to be. You want Io to be carrying this team because he is the team's, you know, heartbeat. But you'd also like to get the 18 from Io plus an 18 from Kofi or plus, like, 15 from Frazier. And your entire starting lineup besides Io put up a total of 17 points. Io scored 18. You're not going to win that game. I'd say you need at least 10 out of Coburn every game, at least. And I think Georgie or Frazier should also give you at least 10. Instead, they put up, you know, 10 combined. That's not good.
Yeah, I agree. Moving on, let's talk about Purdue. Matt Harms, obviously the big guy center. Hopefully with Kofi Coburn, he will be a non-factor in this Purdue game. I think this is a good game for Illinois to kind of come back and grab a nice Big Ten win and be a little bit more confident down the stretch with some easier teams coming up.
Yeah, I agree. Both teams are 9-5, but Purdue's coming off a tough game yesterday, went to double overtime with Minnesota. They ended up winning, but, I mean, they don't have a ton of depth on their team. They only used 8 players yesterday. Like, if you go into double overtime, you got to expect you're using 10, maybe 11 guys, and they ended up only using 8 players. So you can bet – I mean, some of these guys played over 40 minutes. You can bet some of these guys are tired. Hopefully Illinois can take advantage of that and beat them, you know, at home on a Sunday night game. It should be an Illinois win.
It should be, and that makes me a little bit nervous because – the should-be games have not really turned out great for Illinois, but, you know, you think, too, with Kofi Coburn, hopefully the center game will step up and the shooting will come back a little bit. I mean, you think if you're Brad Underwood going into this weekend, you say, hey, let's spend a nice hour just shooting threes, kind of getting the motions again. But, you know, on top of it, I would like to say this. If Ayo Dosunmu can't hit threes, he can't be a great player. He's a good player until he can't hit threes. You know, all right, he's a good player. He's a great player when he can't hit threes. That's something that's missing.
I agree. I don't think he's as complete as he can be without the shooting, but yeah, he definitely needs to improve, especially like if he wants to be an NBA player, which he obviously does. The NBA is so reliant on the three. You pretty much, if you're in the NBA, you have five players on the court that can shoot threes at one time, pretty much. And, you know, Ayo's transition game and driving and the way he can finish is probably better than anybody I've seen at Illinois, and that will definitely play in the NBA, but you got to be a little bit more complete offensively. So having a shot, you know, last year against Michigan State when he knocked down a few crucial threes, that's when he looked his best. That's when he looked like, man, this guy's going to be a star. So getting back to that a little bit, and to your point, I think you're right. He's got to improve from the three-point line, as does the rest of this team.
Yeah, I 100% agree, and hopefully he does step up in this game. Do you have a score prediction for this one?
I think Illinois wins it 72-60.
72-60. All right, I like it. I'm going to go with Illinois again. 71 is a nice little range there. Illinois 71, Purdue 65. I think they do handle them pretty well. Hopefully the three-point shooting comes back. I think Trent comes back and has a big game in this one. Ayo has another solid game. Kofi, you know, does a good job down low covering the harms. Harms can't get going, and Purdue struggles from there.
Well, yeah, now we just got to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for Anthony Pasquale, I'm Patrick Hazan. Thanks for listening to Austin Talk. Make sure you tune in Mondays and Thursdays. Sorry for the audio. We are both away, but once we get right back into Champaign, we'll be right back where we were. So make sure you stay tuned, and ILO.
I.
We'll be right back.